the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So we all do that thing, right? Where you, something starts, maybe your arm hurts when you do something, or your back, you might be able to feel a bone moving, or your teeth don't all the way bite together or something. I don't know. Some symptom that starts and you go, well, I hope that goes away. And also, we all in the back of our minds say, and it's not cancer or whatever we say. Everybody does that. Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, glad you're with us. This starts with someone ignoring, I don't know how you ignore this symptom for more than one day, much less five.
Yeah, you enjoy it for a day and then you get it fixed.
Right.
I suppose that's one way to look at it, Joe. Maybe it would be really something. 1-800-947-3979. What symptoms are you ignoring? A team of doctors, let's start with this one, have documented what they call, this next phrase is a medical sentence. It's from like a medical journal, but it's something. Be warned. Doctors have documented what they called a curious case of rectal ejaculation.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Sounds sexy.
That sounds rough.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
If it's happening to you.
The 33-year-old man sought medical attention after 5 days of pain in his testicles. How long do your testicles have to hurt before you go to the doctor?
One day.
Yeah, I would say about one day. I mean, I guess it depends on the, certainly about what the pain threshold is. If I'm at like a three, maybe a day or two.
Yeah, like it's you like just a five knocked him or around six. A little.
I mean, it's like, I'm going now. Like, something's wrong. Because I would be worried that it was like torsion or something. Where they're twisted.
Like loose. Okay, so he sought medical attention after 5 days. It turned out to be the latest in a long line of problems he has had. In that general area. For the last 2 years, he had been passing gas in his urine.
So also he's dong farting?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's dong farting and ejaculating from his butt.
Everything's all... Yeah.
Everything's like, backwards.
Yeah, everything's mixed up.
It is.
Did he get like his also, tubes tied or something?
What happened? How did those wires get crossed?
He's also commonly having number two come out with his number one.
Oh, no. Oh,
so out of the same...
Oh, my gosh. So it's like he's at the soft serve machine.
Wait, so it's coming out of the same place?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to... I wasn't sure if you meant that or he was just like when he would do one, the other one would happen as well.
No, that's glorious. Man. That's time saving.
Wow. That really is.
Like those are,
yeah.
Especially when you're in a rush.
I guess this would also save time.
Oh my gosh, man.
He was also, now this is where it gets really crazy. This is already crazy and it's going to get a little more crazy. He was also passing a substantial amount of number one, now if you're talking to a kid and they have to go to the bathroom, say number one or number two. And for years on the show, number three has meant the third thing that can come out of men specifically.
You got,
I suppose you could use it on some women.
You got your yellow, your brown, and your white.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Yes.
Well, he had a lot of yellow and white coming out of his back door as well.
Well, that's
it's
messed
so
up,
rare.
There's that's
not
where fudge
a,
is
a
made.
Medical term. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's. It's like the other things we mentioned. Those have medical terms. Like when there's number two and you're number one, that's called a rhesus peanut. But no, it's called a fecalaria. A fecalaria.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah, and if there's one and you're two, that's called bird butt.
Bird butt. Yeah. But there's not even a fancy medical term for number one and number three coming out of your fudge factory.
That's real.
All,
that's real messed
liquids,
up.
Liquids, solids, and gases were not going out of the passage they are supposed to go to or from this 33-year-old man. So the team published their case study in the journal Curious, found the patient to have swollen testicles. Labs showed signs of a urinary tract infection, so he just needed some cranberry juice.
Okay, no
while
big deal.
A digital rectal exam showed signs of problems on his back door wall. A CAT scan produced a much better look at the problem that couldn't be seen with a finger.
Okay.
The scan showed a gas-filled structure. Further tests confirmed the presence of a fistula.
A fist?
A fist?
Okay,
fistula.
I know the
a fistula. That's a spatula. That's shaped like a fist.
Not great for flipping burgers, but boy, does it get in there, huh?
It's useless. It's filled with gas.
That's an abnormal passageway between the urethra and the rectum.
Your microphone is balls right now.
This is glitching as hard as that guy's butt.
Yeah, it is. Your audio source is like it's coming out of a wiener.
How's your Wi-Fi connection there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should be great.
Maybe reset your router.
Blow on the cartridge.
Yeah, blow on that, yeah.
Well, while Freebeer figures out his audio, let's take Lisa in Kentwood because she ignored something she thought was asthma, and it turned out to be something else.
The same thing as this guy.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we're going to find out why she had to be legally dead for 18 minutes.
Oh, man.
Lisa, welcome to the Freebeer and Hot Wings show. Tell us what happened.
Good to be here.
I just assumed after 18 minutes of being dead, your brain wouldn't be quite the same.
Mm-hmm. No. So I was working outdoors at the time for my job, and I was always out of breath.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctor, and they told me it was probably asthma, but I waited a really long time to go.
Okay.
And after several other trips to the emergency room, I ended up finding out I had blood clots in my right lung to the point where 2/3 of my lung was just gone.
Whoa.
Oh,
ew, it was just 2/3 clot. Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yeah. So I ended up having to go to Cleveland Clinic, and they made me hypothermic and stopped my heart and opened me up and scraped out all the clots.
Oh, my God. You had a clot scraping?
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Delicious.
And damn, yeah. I mean, the first person to try that out, they're like, all right, let's freeze her and just do some scraping.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Ballsy. So.
Do you feel better at least?
I do. It was 3 years ago and I'm great. But it's kind of cool to say you're dead for 18 minutes.
Yeah.
So. How long did it take before you, you healed enough to like take a deep breath and go, oh my God, my body works.
Over a year.
Okay, the recovery was long, but it's good now.
Yes, it
awesome.
Is.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Lisa.
Wow.
That's crazy. 18 minutes.
I feel like I have to see something to not ignore
back?
It. Although that, you're back.
Yeah. Free beer.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why it comes and goes. Literally nothing is changing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
It's the internet.
Computers
it's
and wires.
It's a big old mystery.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know if it's digital or if it's a wiring. Oh, yeah. A bad wire.
You're coming and going like that man's butthole.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
That seemed weirdly offensive to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just offending your microphone, really.
You're like a butthole.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Kelly said.
Okay, that's more on par.
Yeah. Ever seen a guy make his own cream pie? Member of our show, can.
No, it's not me.
Kelly said it was.
Is it about me?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, cream pie free beer.
Yeah.
It's the cream pie and hot wing show. He's like, this isn't fair. I'm not there. You can't say this.
I don't even know if you can hear me if I reply.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're coming in clear now.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Just in time for this.
Yeah, now it's fine.
So that fella that had all the, dessert things coming out of the wrong spots on his ice cream machine or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had to have a number of Foley catheters installed. I don't know what that means. They take one out and put one back in. I guess that's the one up the urethra. I don't know. And then they repeatedly worked on that fistula, I'm told it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Probably got it wrong again that time. The patient recovered with only mildly reduced antegrade ejaculatory volume over several months.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So that works out great.
I was afraid his volume would go down.
Yeah.
What if he told the doctors that was very important to him?
Like,
I don't want to lose that.
Yes. I really need my volume.
It's all I got going for me.
Yeah. That's my number one trait.
I mean, for having kids, it's worthless, but it is. It's like a magic trick.
Now, I must say, though, that the pitch on a fart that comes out the front has to be hilarious.
Well, yeah, it'd be like a balloon animal.
It would be like a piccolo trumpet.
For ladies, it's more like two flags flapping in the wind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when the,
yeah,
when pretty,
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, it'd be a little different for you.
Probably. A lot like a.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys would be funny, though. Like when you pull the balloon
right,
real tight.
The symptoms you're ignoring. This text, really quick, it says. This segment made me gag several times, and I just got to the drive-thru speaker when they asked what you can get me, and Hot Wings said, oh, you had blood clot scraping, and then I gagged right into their face through the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So that works out great.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.